The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from Richland, Washington, the campus of Liberty Christian School, home of the Patriots. And dark blue and red and white trim all over the place. In the old days, there was a public address announcer who was very passionate about his job, and he called this the pride, the power, the passion of the Patriot Pavilion. It's always a raucous gymnasium to play in. It's small, five bleachers on the spectator side, one, two, three, four bleachers on the side where the benches are. I broadcast from a perch. We call it the Patriot's Nest or whatever you want to call it. It's a little nook up in the corner of the building that really actually comes down from the ceiling more or less. You take a staircase to get up here, but we look. It's a good view. I'm going to be looking straight down the sideline and straight down the benches out at the court. There will be a small area directly below me that you can't see. You can lean all the way out of the window, but you can't see the one corner of the baseline sideline. Scoreboard will be straight at the other end of the court from my vantage point. It's senior night here at Liberty Christian. They've got a pink out going, very festive atmosphere, and we should have two very good ball games, the Lady Irish versus the Liberty Christian Patriot women, young ladies. They will tip off this doubleheader. These two teams come in tied for second place in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. We'll be right back with our pregame notes on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Liberty Christian School. The final week of the regular season in the Southeast 1B conference. And the Lady Irish will be playing for the second night in a row. And this is the second game of a four-game week. And so busy, busy end of the regular season. And you want to win every game you play in. And that's a goal when you play sports. You want to win. But the way that the 1B playoffs have been set up at least for our league the last few years, is the postseason is basically the whole month of February. The good news for the Irish girls and boys, they are solidly set to advance to at least the first level of postseason play, which is our Southeast 1B League tournament next week. The league is split into two divisions. We play in the Grape Division, and geographically that would start in Walla Walla. You head up Highway 12 here through the Tri-Cities here to Liberty Christian, and then you head up towards Yakima, and you've got, first you would hit Touche, Prescott, a little bit of a detour there, and then you get to, of course, you got Walla Walla Valley Academy and DeSales right in town there, so to speak. And then here at Liberty Christian in Richland, and then you head up to Sunnyside, and there's Sunnyside Christian, and then you get to Toppenish, and that's Yakima Nation Tribal. That's the Grape Division. The Wheat Division, you head up Highway 12 into the Palouse. You've got Garfield, Palouse, Oaksdale, Pomeroy, Tico, Rosalia, Colton, Waitsburg, Dayton, and St. John, Endicott, La Crosse. So that's the Southeast 1B. So starting next week, the top four teams in the Wheat Division and the top four teams in the Grape Division will begin a two-week tournament to determine who heads on to district level play and take on teams from the northeastern part of the state. And then out of that district tournament, teams will qualify for state regionals. Then, of course, the state tournament in Spokane the first week in March. So it's a marathon playoff system. And so you want to win every game, and a lot riding on these two ball games, girls and boys, based on the standings here with just one weekend left, this week and the weekend in the regular season. And we'll take a quick peek at those standings, that both girls and boys will advance in some way. On the girls' side of the standings, both Grape and Wheat, Yakima Nation Tribal is guaranteed our division championship. They are undefeated on the year and ranked number two in the state. Liberty Christian's girls are 6-3 in the division. The Sales girls are 6-3 in the division, so they are tied for second place. Sunnyside Christian, there's some vagary. There's a vocab word for you. Their standings that are posted on the WI website, I have some reservations about the accuracy of them, but they are technically, as best I can gather, they are 5-4 in the division. So Liberty Christian's girls, the Sales girls, Sunnyside Christian girls, basically right there for second, third, and fourth, and they could fall in any place in that area. The good news is they will all advance to the first round of the league tournament, regardless of how things end up this week. And that is double elimination. So you got some room to work with there. This girls scheduled, the Sales girls, of course, here at Liberty Christian. Then Friday, we host Sunnyside Christian. So Nick Hazeltine's girls play the two teams that are with us. So we could finish the end of the week. We could be either second, third, or fourth. And the good news is we'll play on no matter what. On the Wheat Division, Garpal is undefeated, ranked number three in the state. Oaksdale is 10-1, ranked number four. So they're battling it out for the championship, and they'll play each other on the last night of the regular season. Pomeroy's at 7-3, and Tico Roselia is 6-6. And the next closest team, Colton, at 3-8, does not have a chance to get in. So the top four on both divisions on the girls' side are set. Where they will fall, first seed down to fourth seed, is not yet determined. On the boys' bracket, Liberty Christian's boys are undefeated, ranked number one in the state. The Sales boys are 10-1 in the division, ranked number seven in the state. So the boys' game has a lot riding on it as far as being a first or second seed. Sunnyside Christian just a little bit behind the pace at 7-3, but the Irish boys also play them. And so those top three teams, Liberty Christian is going to, I think, is guaranteed either first or second. The Sales boys could finish as high as tied for first or as low as third. Touche at 6-5 and Riverside Christian at 5-7. Touche has the inside track on that number four spot, but Riverside Christian still has a chance at that. So the Irish schedule, they're going to play the top of the league here in the last week, starting here Tuesday against Liberty Christian, then home against Sunnyside Christian on Friday, And then Saturday, the Irish season, regular season will come to an end with Tushy at DeSales for senior night. And the girls will tip off at 4, followed by the boys for that one. That's an extended look at the standings and the schedule of Irish games here in the last week of the regular season. We'll be right back with a closer look of how the Lady Irish and the Liberty Christian Patriot girls will match up in this one. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Put a device on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaac Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions. And at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Liberty Christian School. The warm-up clock caught me off guard. It was down to just a little over a minute when I took that break. I was like, whoa, we're ready to start. But they're having senior night presentations. Then the players will come back out and warm up some more. So we're in good shape on the pregame show. The Sales girls, as I mentioned during the standings, 6-3 in the division, tied for second place with Liberty Christian, 9-8 overall. Nick Hazeltine's girls are on a two-game win streak. Last night they beat Walla Walla Valley Academy at home, 55-18. Nice, fast start, up 21-2 at the end of the first quarter. The defense was solid. Everyone played. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, 21 points. Teresa Holtzinger, a 5'4 sophomore, 15 points, had 3 3-point field goals, and both played very limited in the second half, especially Teresa. Liberty Christian's girls, 6-3 in the division, 10-5 overall, again tied with the Lady Irish for second in the Southeast 1B grade, but their 10-5 record and the quality of their opponents have them ranked 15 in the state RPI. The Lady Irish are down like ranked around 30. I can't remember last time I looked. Last Friday, they had a tough Friday and Saturday. Last Friday and Saturday, they played two tough opponents on their home court and lost both those ball games. So they're on a two-game losing streak. They lost to Sunnyside Christian 53-46 and got beat by Yakima Nation Tribal 65-59. But that caught my attention. Yakima Nation's girls are undefeated, ranked number 2 in the state. And I looked up Yakima Nation total, their scores from all their games. And that is, they're the only team, Liberty Christian, their only team that got within less than 10 points of Yakima Nation all year. So that must have been a great effort by the Patriot girls against the number 2 team in the state to lose by only 6 points. And no other team had been within as close as 10 points to Yakima Nation all year long. So the Patriot girls seem to be playing very well. And the Irish girls will try to avenge a loss earlier in the season on January 7th at DeSales. We'll talk more about that one when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay. All right. We're back live at Liberty Christian School. The senior presentations are over. They had a nice prayer over the seniors and their families. That was really cool. And now the teams are warming up, and then we'll get the lineups and the normal routine of the national anthem and the pregame prayer here in a moment. I mentioned at the last break that Liberty Christian DeSales played a game earlier in the year. It was a really entertaining game. January 7th at DeSales, the Lady Irish led 24-20 at the half, and a back and forth third quarter. The Liberty Christian Patriots outscored the Lady Irish 14-13, and I have an asterisk by that because there was a fairly extended discussion at the scores table at some point during that third quarter, which I didn't give it much thought at the time. And then another discussion at the end of the third quarter, which I really didn't give it much thought. And then the Patriots came back and actually took a lead. And with 1 minute to go in the game and the score tied at 47-47, Liberty Christian was inbounding the ball out near half court. And then there was another long delay and really confused, trying to figure out what it was about. And they added, the score table added 3 points to Liberty Christian's score. And that was a big deal. Apparently, after the fact, we've learned that there was had been a dispute between the Liberty Christian bookkeeper and the DeSales book. And DeSales being the home book is the official book. But it was an ongoing discussion about these 3 points separate discrepancy in the third quarter. And the decision at the game was to go ahead and add 3 points to the Liberty Christian score with 1 minute to go in the game, which was a big hit for the Irish girls, of course, playing in a tie game with a minute to go as opposed to being down three with the other team with the ball. So we had to foul. And anyway, we end up losing the ball game unofficially, well, officially 51-47. I will record that as 48-47 because after the words, Coach Hazeltine went home, reviewed the film of the game, and those 3 points did not exist. I know plenty of officials around the league, so I got talking with some of them, and if you're going to correct the score, you've got to do it when it happens, at the least at the end of the third quarter. There's really no valid reason that with 1 minute in the game, they should have added 3 points to or made any adjustment to a score when the discrepancy took place in the third quarter. But anyway, the Irish girls lost the ball game 48-47 in my eyes, and they lost it 51-47 in the official score. Either way, it's a loss. It was on January 7th, and I talked to you guys, folks, about how long our postseason is. So with the postseason as long as it is, you know, there's a lot of basketball, a month worth of basketball to be played before we get into the state tournament. So the Irish girls, a chance to get back at the Patriot girls here in the rubber match, the second game of their two-game regular season schedule. So they've been looking forward to this. I'm sure the Patriot girls are as well. They're a very good team. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and opening tip-off on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at Liberty Christian School, and got a little mixed up on the intel as far as the order of operations. They did the starting lineups before the national anthem and the prayer. We do it reverse, so we're ready to go. Starting for DeSales, Teresa Holtzinger, Peyton Benavidez, Maddie Ortuno, Tessa Mendoza, and Addie Mason. And the ball is up in the air and tipped and controlled by Teresa Holtzinger. Irish will work in front court at the opposite end of my vantage point. Down low to Mason. Mason puts up a tough shot inside, won't go. Backside rebound by Ortuno. She has it slapped away, and here come the Patriots into front court. Camus Van Hollebeek, a 5'7 senior starter. She gets it to Taylor Hawk. Hawk, a 5'8 eighth grader, 22 points the last time these teams met. Shot on the wing, won't go. Rebound battle inside. We've got players on the deck, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Patriots. And its foul is on number 5 with a push in the back. That's Alani Les. Kianica Westfall, her first foul. Kiana Westfall, a senior, did not play when these teams met at the Sales on January 7th. She's starting in this ball game. Right wing to Mason, up top to Ortuno. Ortuno down low to Benavidez. She hits it with the left hand. Nice play against the player-to-player defense. A Lady Irish score first. Hawk, the talented eighth grader, gets it down in the right corner. Rachel Roden, a 5'2 senior. Very experienced team in some ways. 3 seniors on the roster, but also an eighth grader, Taylor Hawk, who's their top player offensively. And the Patriots lose it out of bounds as I lean out the window here And they'll now full court press as the Irish will bring it in front court. Mason gets it to Benavides. Wide open underneath Oturno. Nobody there. And Oturno lays it in. Irish break the press and have an early 4-0 lead. Also starting for the Patriots, Alali Olson, a 5'8 sophomore. Now Hawks got it. Swing it over to Westfall. Now pass in left corner to Van Hollebeek. Drives baseline, cut off, get it to Hawk. Mendoza right on her. Hawk goes baseline. She's double-teamed. No room to shoot. She tries to pass out of it, stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger dribbles out of a double-team, still in backcourt. They are really hounding her. She gets it in front court to Mendoza. 3-on-1 to Mendoza. To Benavides, wide open underneath, and a bucket. DeSales breaking the press of the Patriots and up to a 6-0 lead early, 2 minutes into the ballgame. Pass left wing goes to Westfall. Up top it goes to Van Hollebeek, another senior. Now over to Roden, a senior. Coach Jablonski probably starting her seniors on senior night. Hawk with it now to Van Hollebeek. 12-footer right wing, it's good as the Patriots on the board here. Lady Irish started the game with 6 straight points. The full court press is in effect for the Patriots. Mendoza has picked up her dribble, gets it over the top of the press to Mason. Then Mason throws a wild pass behind the Maddie Oturno and out of bounds. Well, that's why you put on the press, to try to get turnovers. The Irish broke the press twice in a row and got buckets off it after scoring out of their player-to-player offense on the opening possession of the game. 6-2 to Sales, 5:25 to go first quarter. Patriots bring it into front court. They get it off to Olson, and Olson hits a jumper. Inger Olson, who usually is a starter, checked in, and she hit it quickly, hit 6-4 to Sales. Now Holtzinger on the drive, pulls up for a little 5-footer, in and out, stays out, rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by DeSales. Teresa had a good look. Teresa had 23 points when these teams met on January 7th. She is definitely a focus of the Patriot defense. She got that one up nicely in traffic. Now Hawk will run things between the circles. Pass on the right wing to Olson. Now high post, it goes to Lally Olson. Outside to Hawk, a long three, won't go. Rebound, Mendoza. Mendoza picks up her dribble across the timeline, gets it to Oturno. Cross-court pass to Holtzinger. Ball fake to get around Hawk. No room to shoot. They reach in, and there's a foul on Van Hollebeek. Nice job by Teresa. They tried to double-team her and tie her up, and she moved the ball around very aggressively and drew the foul. Two fouls on the Patriots here at the 4:46 mark of the first quarter. Irish will inbound under their basket at the far end of the court from my vantage point. Looking inside, they get to Benavidez. She lays it in. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, has 6 points, and the Irish are up 8-4. They led through 2.5, almost 3 quarters against Liberty Christian at DeSales, and then lost the lead in the fourth quarter. And then that ish challenge it with a minute to go, and the Irish couldn't overcome it. Van Hollebeek drives baseline, pulls up for a 12-footer off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Olson inside. We've got a tie-up, and a foul's going to be called. The officials calling fouls on those tie-ups. A lot of times, I don't want to be biased here, but it seems like in the girls' games especially, a lot of the officials defer to the jump ball very often. That foul's on Benavidez, her first. I'll lean out the window to watch the inbound play down below my vantage point. They get in the corner to Lolly Ingersoll Olson, and there's a pass inside now, stolen away by Benavidez. Benavidez with the steal. And now the Irish come the other way and end up throwing it away. That's Adelie Olson. I forgot to cross my T. I knew that wasn't right. Couldn't it be Adelie? Lindley Donnelly and Audrey Casso check in. Mason and Oturno check out. The Irish up 8-4. 4:04 to go first quarter. Hawk will inbound it right in front of the Patriot bench where the Irish turned it over. They get inside to Olson. Ball knocked away, and we've got a foul as they collapsed on Ava Quiros, who checked in. Ava Quiros is a sophomore, and the foul's going to be on Benavidez again, I think. Yes, and that's two. So two quick fouls on Peyton Benavidez. Peyton's got 6 of the Irish's 8 points, and she'll have to come out of the ballgame. 3:57 to go, first quarter. Mason checks back in. Patriots line up 4 players along the left elbow. Now a pass up top to Van Hollebeek. She tries to drive, no room to shoot. Kicks it inside back to Van Hollebeek in the corner for 3. It's off the mark. Rebound on the backside by Westfall. Westfall gets it to Quetos. Quetos shot won't go. Rebound tipped and chased down by Castle. She's double-teamed. Gets it back to Holtzinger. Coach Hazeltine directing traffic in front of his bench. They want to run. They get in front court to Donnelly. Finds Mason inside. Bangs between two players. No call. Missed shot. Goes out of bounds. Now, Addison went. She looked like a pinball to get knocked in between two white jerseys. And they definitely let the contact go there. But the ball's out of bounds off the Patriots. 3:31 to go, first quarter. Irish inbounding down in the far corner from my vantage point. Up 8-4. Now with the ball, Donnelly on the dry kick to Mendoza. 12-footer on the way. Won't go. Mason with a strong rebound. Puts it up and in. Addison Mason took the contact again. Nice offensive board. The Sales girls up 10-4. 3:14 to go, first quarter. Van Hollebeek gets it off to Westfall. And back to Van Hollebeek, the two seniors playing catch. Back to Westfall, deep on the left wing. Down low to Quetos. Quetos turns over a little right-handed hook shot. She's got it. Nice, soft shot by the sophomore. Irish up 10-6. Good ball game here in the first quarter. DeSales got up to a 6-0 lead early. They lead by four right now. Left wing pass to Casso. Player-to-player defense by the Patriots. Now right elbow pass to Mason. Pass down low to Donnelly. Slapped away and stolen by Van Hollebeek. Now you've got a whistle and a reach-in foul down on the far baseline. I think that's going to be on Holtzinger. Yes, it is. Teresa picks up her first. So Benavidez, the Irish second leading scorer on the season and 6 points already today. She's on tonight. She's on the bench with two fouls and 6 points. Teresa Holtzinger yet to score, and she's getting hounded all over the court, and she just picked up a foul. Hawk will bring it in front court. Irish up 10-6. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Left wing pass to Westfall. The senior on the dribble in the right corner to Hawk. Hawk goes baseline, has it knocked away by Casso. Goes out of bounds. They say off of Hawk. A lot of contact at both ends of the court. Irish have committed 3 fouls. The Patriots have committed 2. Van Hollebeek knocks it away from Holtzinger. Donnelly inbounding against the full court press. And everybody in the gym knows that they're trying to get it to Teresa on these inbound plays. The Hawks have all 5 players in front court. They get it to Teresa. She throws it over the top to Casso. Casso to Ferraro and Gretchen, who checked in. She saves it but couldn't score. She had an easy lay-in if she could have caught it clean. Holtzinger now with it. The Irish will reset. Now Casso at the top of the key with it. Right wing to Ferraro. Back to the basket. She's just 5'2" and an 8th grader. She's stripped of the ball. She runs and gets it back. Shot clock down to 7. Mason at the top of the key. Now to Holtzinger. Checks the clock. She takes a 3. Deep right wing off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Hawk. Good defense by the Patriots. 1:53 to go, first quarter. 10-6. Irish with a 4-point lead. Up top to Hawk. Now left wing pass goes to Westfall. She drives baseline strong. Won't go, but she's fouled. Mason was there. I think it's on Mason. Yeah, it's on Addison Mason. Her first, and to stop the clock with 1:43 to go in the first quarter. Kiana Westfall, a senior, and I mentioned she did not play on January 7th, but she started the game. I thought maybe because it was senior night, but she's staying in there. She misses everything on the first free throw, left it short. Kieros checks out of the ball game for Liberty Christian as Inger Olsen, the 5'7 junior, checks back in. Second free throw up by Westfall, and it's right in there. Nothing but net. She hits 1 of 2. Irish lead is 10-7. Holtzinger gets it to Mendoza. Now Mendoza loses the ball. She went to throw it to Mason and decided she didn't want to. It goes right to Westfall, who hits Hawk for the easy lay-in. 1-point game. Irish turn it over against the press. Now Holtzinger with it. Gets up the right sideline. Splits a double team. Gets it to Benavidez. Wide open underneath. She lays it in. Peyton Benavidez had checked back in with the two fouls. Timeout, Liberty Christian. Chanda Jablinski says, we got to figure out our press defense as the Irish are breaking it. Patriots are putting all 5 players in front court. And if you can break that shell, you got wide open. You got 3-on-none, 3-on-1. 1:19 to go, first quarter. Lady Irish up 12-9 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as they clean up some water on the court after that timeout. Teresa Holtzinger, Peyton Benavides, Addison Mason, Maddie Artuno, and Tessa Mendoza. The starting five for Coach Nick Hazeltine are on the court. And Coach Hazeltine tried to substitute in Audrey Casso during that delay, and they said no. During a timeout, if you don't check in within the first, I think, 10 seconds of the timeout, you have to wait till there's been some play on the court before you can check in. I'm probably wrong on that amount of time, but anyway, so they get it in to Olson. That's Adley, now back up to Hawk, back to Adley Olson, pass inside, tipped away, controlled by Mason, a crossover dribble to get in the front court. They've got three back, but Addison's going to go right in the lane and score it. Addison Mason slaps the hands and says, gets out of war hoop. Addison Mason playing her best game of the year. She's got 4 points, and she's handled the physical play. Long's three-pointer by Van Hollebeek won't go. Rebound inside by Adley Olson. Kick out to Hawk. Hawk, no room to shoot. She tries to drive baseline. She'll get by the baseline in the corner to Van Hollebeek, goes around Benavides, puts up a shot and in. Camus Van Hollebeek, one of three seniors on their roster, has a couple of buckets, and the Irish lead is 14-11. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we got a whistle. Timeout, DeSales. Okay. The Irish threw the ball over the top of the press, but down the sideline to Maddie Artuno, and she got double teamed. So shot clock is off, 17.8 seconds to go in the first quarter, so we'll just keep it here as we'll get the quarter break in a moment. So Nick Hazeltine takes his first time out, anticipating a very close competitive game, and that's what it is right now. So every possession is so important. So a sideline inbound straight out from the top of the key over the sideline. So let's see what the play is. I'm guessing Coach Hazeltine and his staff have worked on this scenario, and the Patriots will play their player-to-player defense, it looks like. They get it to Holtzinger. Van Hollebeek right on her. Van Hollebeek, the senior. Teresa looking for room. She's out top, still looking. Gets it on the baseline to Artuno. Underneath the Benavides, right under the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound to Mendoza. Mendoza double team. Kick out to Holtzinger. Three on the way over Van Hollebeek. Off the mark. Rebound by Mendoza. DeSales got a couple of looks. Couldn't finish it. They have Benavides in traffic inside. Then a rebound and then a kick out. But DeSales has a three-point lead, 14-11 on the road in this tie for second place. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And the Patriots inbound the ball to start the second quarter. Get a baseline jumper from Inger Olsen, and she hits it. She's got four, and the Irish lead is one at 14-13. Irish come to front court. They find Ortuno down low. Gets it to Mason to the high post. Out to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Right wing. Geez, got it. Nice set play out of the half. They work the low block on the left. Teresa was set up on the right wing. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Teresa's first bucket of the ball game. The Irish up 17-13. Way out on the left wing as Westfall. Gets it to Hawk. Taylor Hawk scored off a deflected ball for her only points of the game. She puts one up on the baseline. Shot won't go. The eighth grader had 22 the last time these teams met. Holtzinger with the rebound, heads the other way. Finds Ortuno underneath the basket. Can't find room to shoot. Her pass stolen away by Hawk. Irish up 17-13. Just underway, second quarter. Swing it over to Westfall. Westfall's pass inside, stolen by Mason. There's a foul right around the neck. Inger Olson got a hold of her, so I'm assuming that's on Olson. We'll see who the call's on. That was a pretty easy one for the official. Now, we have a perfect, well, not perfect, but we have a very good bird's eye view of action that goes down, takes place under the basket here at the Patriot offensive end right now. And nice rebound by Mason and Benavidez, I think. Maybe it was Benavidez who had that board. Forgot. Irish with the ball leading by four. 6:47 to go in the first half. Holtzinger dribbles down the right side. Hawk right on her. Now to Mendoza. High post to Benavidez. Benavidez shot inside off the mark. Saved by Mason to Holtzinger. Holtzinger will lay it in. Mason saves the errant shot. Teresa's got five in a row now. So a offensive rebound, a save from going out of bounds, and an assist. And there's a block shot by Mendoza on a Van Hollebeek jumper. And we've got a tangle up inside on the loose ball. Good defense by Mendoza. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Irish. So the Sales girls get the ball back. And a six-point lead to go with it. Up 19-13. Mendoza inbounds to Holtzinger. Hawk waiting for Holtzinger as she comes across the timeline. Teresa finds Casso on the right wing. Down low to Benavidez. Backing in, goes up strong, and she lays it in. Benavidez is too much in the low block for the Patriots right now. The Irish lead is 8. Benavidez has 10 points. Now high post pass to Quiero. She's in the key, still in the key. She'll take the shot. She fouled. She was in the key. I know they rarely call this, but that whole possession, she was and I think the officials or the coaching staff very politely saying, hey, she was in the key that whole possession. The foul is on Mason. That's her second. So Mason and Benavidez, two fouls each. Quiero's to shoot two free throws. Her first one is off the iron. Back iron, hit the side iron, and it's off. Quiero's, a sophomore, scored 2 points in the first quarter. 21-13 Irish. They've opened up an 8-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. That's 6-0 early. Second one is also missed. The Irish can't control the rebound. Mason fights for it, but then Inger Olson picks it up. Tough break there. Teresa, not sure what happened. She had that rebound right in her grasp, and then she just didn't grab it. Carol swings it to Olson. She traveled. Oh, yeah, that happened right below me. She just took a step to set her feet, then took another step. So the Patriots turn it over. The Irish up 21-13, 5:41 to go first half here in Richland. Irish trying to split the season series and tie Liberty Christian for second place in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. There's a pass inside to Casso on a backdoor cut. Tight window, ball knocked away. She had it for a second. Ingers Olson gets it now to Hawk. Hawk left open one of the few times. She'll fire a three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Teresa Holtzinger. She doesn't miss that one. She comes into front court. Hawk is back. Teresa goes around her, has the ball stripped away. Out of bounds, they say it went off of Teresa. So Teresa went right at Hawk, the talented 5'8 eighth grader. Happened at the far end of the court. She knocked it away from Teresa. Then it went off Teresa's leg and out of bounds. So Mason and Benavidez check out. Each player has two fouls. Into the ball game for the Irish, Gretchen Ferraro, a 5'2 eighth grader. And Audrey Casso checks in. So the Irish get a little smaller there. There's a pass tipped away by Mendoza, picked up by Casso, and she's fouled. Tessa Mendoza is playing very good defense. The foul is on Camus Van Hollebeck, 5'7 senior. They're leading, well, Karos, her and Inger Olson have 4 points each, and that's two fouls on her. She has been doing a lot of the guarding of Teresa Holtzinger along with Hawk. They seem to take turns. There's a pass to Casso. She loses the handle. She has it knocked away. She gets it back. No, they say over and back. She ran it down in back court, and the Irish turned it over. Got to be strong to the ball. The good news for the Irish, even though they did turn it over just now, is they lead 21-13. They've outscored the Patriots 7-2 here in the second quarter. The Patriots have proven they can score in a hurry. Van Hollebeek fires a three. It's an air ball. It got on Inger Olsen too quickly, and she loses it off her hands. The Irish got to take advantage right now. The Patriots are struggling offensively. Irish with the ball and that eight-point lead. Holtzinger works against Van Beek into front court. Now to Mortuno in the right wing, up top to Ferraro. The eighth grader gets it to the right wing to Casso. Looking inside, nobody open. Now to the elbow on the left side to Mendoza. Pass down low to Mortuno. She's tied up down low, and it's going to be a jump ball. The Sales runs their player-to-player pattern offense very well, and they get players open underneath. But you've got to be able to finish, and the Hawks have more, or the Patriots have a little more height than the Irish. And you, when you catch that ball down low, you better be able to ready to shoot it quickly. Possession arrow to the Patriots. They bring it into front court. Nearing the halfway point of the second quarter, Irish up 21-13. They get it down low to Quiros. Quiros takes a little right-handed hook shot off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Ortuno. Ortuno's pass knocked away. Tipped away by the Patriots. Into the Irish bench, down to my left. The Patriots have taken the press off. The Irish proved that they could break that press and get easy baskets off it. So no more full-court pressure for Coach Chandra Jablonski's Patriots. Holtzinger gets it into front court. We got a whistle and a timeout to Sales. 4:03 to go in the half. Lady Irish up 21-13. A little stagnated on offense. So Coach Hazeltine says, let's talk it over. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
KHSS2,
LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We come back after the timeout. The Lady Irish get the ball in bounds. They get it to Mason at the elbow. She tries to drive, and she's tied up. And that's going to be a jump ball call. Possession in favor of the Sales. So the Irish... they had a nice set play idea off that timeout that Mason got tied up on the drive. Irish now inbounding under the basket at the far end. They get it to Benavides. She's triple teamed inside. Ball knocked away. Inger Olsen's got it. Boy, suffocating defense. Patriots got after the Lady Irish on that possession. Down low to Quiros. Quiros, a little left-handed hook shot inside. Won't go. Rebound Mason. Mason fights out of there and gets it to Holtzinger. Irish up 21-13. Both teams are struggling to score here in the court since the early moments of this quarter. Van Hollebeek steals it away from Benavides. Holtzinger gets it back. She can't keep a hold of it. Chiaro sends over the baseline to Hawk. Down low to Inger Olsen, and she scores it. Inger Olsen gets a bucket. Every possession is a battle, and the Irish coaching staff really getting on the officials there. That was a rough sequence. Teresa had the ball near half court as outraced the defense, the other team to the ball. As she tried to turn her shoulder, she got spun around, kind of like when a football player gets face masked, and the ball went flying out of there. And Teresa is typically strong with the ball, and then the end result is a bucket for the Patriots. Irish up 21-15 with the ball. High post pass to Casso, right wing to Mendoza. Mendoza looking for Holtzinger. She's not open. Now Mason at the top of the key with the ball. Pass is tipped and off the hand of Holtzinger out about the Sales Irish. They've got to look for Teresa early. She was wide open in the left corner there, which isn't necessarily part of the offensive pattern, but the Lady Irish catch the ball and immediately say, oh, I'm supposed to throw it to the next person. Okay. The next person is being guarded. And Teresa's moments of being open are going to be far and few between in this one. She's had one Hank Warden, Edward Jones three in the ballgame. Lady Irish still up by six. Their defense and rebounding has been solid. Taylor Hawk, who scored 22 against the Irish on January 7th, has just one field goal. Pass inside to Kiero. She loses it, saves it on the end line. Hawk's got it back. Well, still plenty of time on the shot clock. Gretchen Ferraro right on Hawk. Swing it over to Roden. Roden's long shot won't go. Rebound Ferraro. Then Ferraro throws it away. Huh. She's an eighth grader, but she got that rebound. She did the hard part, and then she just turned and threw it to the Irish bench. So the Sales turns it over. Coach Hazeltine overall has got to be pleased with his girls' effort. They're going to have to play some more defense. I lean out the window and watch the Patriots inbound it right in front of the Irish bench. Hawk up top with it now to Van Hollebeek. Back to Hawk. Hawk to the high post to Adelie Olsen. Olsen on the baseline to Kiero's. Now to Hawk. Back to Kiero's. Kiero's goes up strong. Shot won't go. Rebound by Lindley Donnelly. Protect the ball. Lindley gets it to Holtzinger. Irish up six. 2:19 to go in the first half. Holtzinger has it knocked away by Van Hollebeek, and that's a foul on Van Hollebeek, and that will be three on the senior. And she's going to check out, and back in comes Rachel Roden, the 5'2 senior. And Roden is the one who's going to shadow Holtzinger. Teresa gets open against Roden. Roden right on her. Teresa going to have to work hard at it. She's protecting the ball. She double-team kicks it to Olsen. Or to Ortuno. Ortuno's cross-court pass to Gretchen Ferraro. Back up top, she throws it right to Roden. The Sales have got to be careful. They're all over Teresa, and now the Patriots throw it away. Defense, defense, defense by both teams, and both offenses are severely rattled. 1:57 to go in the half. Coach Hazeltine's going to get his starting five back in the ballgame. Benavidez and Mason both checking in, two fouls each, along with Mendoza. Irish up by six, inside 2 minutes to go now in the first half. Roden all over Teresa. Teresa's crossover dribble gets right by her. Gets to the elbow, finds Mason open underneath. Too strong with the shot, long rebound to Mendoza. To Holtzinger, three on the way, straight away off the iron, won't go. Rebounded by Casso. Casso up top to Holtzinger. So not the starting, yeah, starting five is in there. No, Casso's in there. Which starter is not in there? I got to figure that out. Doesn't matter. Okay, they get it down low on the block to Mendoza. She's shadowed by Kiero's. Gets it to Mason. 14-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound again by DeSales. Benavidez takes it away from her teammate and scores it. Holtzinger and Benavidez both have the board. Benavidez puts it in. The Irish back up by 8, 23-15, equaling their biggest lead of the game. 1:10 to go in the first half. Olsen gets it on the baseline. That's Inger, the junior. She can't find room to shoot. Tries to kick it out to another player, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots. So the Irish now with 1:03 to go in the first half have the ball and an 8-point lead. Teresa Holtzinger gets it into front court. Hawk and Roden both shadowing her. Teresa looking for the open player, finds Mendoza deep on the right wing. Down low to Benavidez behind the defense, and she's fouled. Benavidez on the block. The Patriots have not had an answer for that, and the Irish offense finds her. 52.8 seconds to go in the half. The Irish up 8 with a chance to add on with Benavidez at the free throw line. Peyton has 12 first half points, a 5'8 junior. That foul was on number 12 for the Patriots. That's Adelie Olsen, her first. Benavidez's first free throws off the mark, and Maddie Ortuno checked. That's the starter who was in there. Maddie now checks in for Mason. Coach Holtzinger, or Teresa Holtzinger's a player. Nick Hazeltine's the coach. Coach Hazeltine getting Mason out of there with the two fouls. Benavidez missed both free throws, but she gets the long rebound back. And now to Holtzinger. 48 seconds to go in the first half. Teresa at the top of the key, right wing to Ortuno. Looking inside, nobody open. Now up top to the ball comes Casso. Casso gets it right wing to Benavidez. Right corner, Ortuno. Teresa wants the ball inside. It's tipped away, but it goes right to Casso. Puts it up strong and in. Tip ball went to Audrey Casso, and she finds a way to finish it. The Irish have opened up a 10-point lead. 24 seconds to go in the first half. We'll see if the Patriots play for one shot. No, it's a quick free by Westfall. The backboard, nothing else. Casso with the rebound and a whistle and a foul on who'd they call the foul on? On DeSales? Okay. Well, Casso got the rebound, turned and took a dribble, and then the whistle blew. And pass. Pass inbounds, stolen away by the Irish. 3 seconds as they bring it to front court to get to Ortuno down low. She puts it up. It's off the mark at the buzzer. But a good first half for the Irish. Let's get to the locker room, they say. They lead 25-15. They stole the inbound pass after the foul on Casso and took it the other way and had a good look in traffic. And so DeSales with a 10-point halftime lead here in Richland, Washington, in this girls' contest. The Lady Irish and the Liberty Christian girls tied for second place right now, and a good matchup in the final week of the regular season. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Good.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. I was doing a little test there. We've got a lot of feedback in my headphones, but it's the folks back at the board are saying it's not impacting the broadcast. I thought, well, maybe it's only happening during the ads, but it's happening all the time now. And just the intensity and the excitement of the ball game is helping me not to focus on the static. The Irish girls off to a nice start, a good game plan for Nick Hazeltine's girls. The Patriots, their game plan is obvious. Take Teresa Holtzinger out of the game. So they attempted to do that by pressing with five players in the front court defensively. The Irish broke the they scored on the opening tip, ran the offense, and got a lay-in by Peyton Benavidez, which has been consistently there for the Irish. The Patriots have clamped down on that somewhat, in fact, quite a bit. But the press break, Irish scored easy lands on the next two possessions. And somewhere in there was a timeout. The Irish are up 6-0. The Patriots kind of got back into it. The Irish girls started hitting the buckets off the press again. And in a fairly high-scoring first quarter, the Irish led after 8 minutes, 14-11. Somewhere in that process, I think it was the first possession of the second quarter, the Irish scored on another press break lay-in. But anyway, at some point, Coach Jablonski called the timeout, and the Patriots have not pressed since. And it's just been a very physical half-court basketball game. And the Irish, the defense has been excellent. Their top player, Taylor Hawk, a 5'8", eighth grader, 22 points last time these teams played on January 7th. And any good coaching staff, which both teams have those, you're going to take away the other team's best player if you can with your defense. For the Irish, the Patriots are trying to take away Teresa Holtzinger. They have somewhat. She has 5 points, but they've also ran very good pattern offense, have the Irish, and Peyton Benavidez has been able to score 12 points, mainly from the low block, as the Irish have been able to run their offense. On the other hand, the Patriots offensively have not found an answer other than Hawk to be consistently productive offensively. And the Irish outscored the Patriots 11-4 in that second quarter. In the last couple minutes of the quarter, they took a lead from 6 back up to 8, which equaled the Irish's biggest lead of the half, and then have got it up to 10 here at the half. Now, the Irish led through almost three full quarters against the Patriots down at DeSales January 7th, but they got caught late in the third quarter, and then it was tied with a minute to go in the ball game, and I already explained what went on then. Somehow the Patriot scorekeeper convinced the officials that 3 points should be added to their score with 1 minute left in the ballgame, a situation that they claimed took place in the third quarter. Anyway, so that on the books, it's a 51. It was a 51-47 win. I have it down as a 48-47 win because after review of the film, which you can't use to change anything in the WIA, that 3 points never happened that were put on that scoreboard. But tough loss, and I know it really motivated the Lady Irish. They've been looking forward to this rematch, and so far so good, up 25-15 at the half. We'll be right back with a look at the schedule of upcoming games on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
This week's schedule has been very busy for the Irish girls, and it's going to stay busy. The Irish girls will play 4 games in 6 days this week. The Irish boys will play those 4 games this week. Plus, they played last Friday and Saturday. The girls did not play last Saturday, so the boys are playing 6 games in 9 days, and with Sunday being one of those days off, and a very exciting schedule and a great prelude to the extra excitement, anxiety, whatever you want to call it, that comes with postseason play. The Sales boys in the second half of this doubleheader will take on the Liberty Christian Patriot boys. The Patriot boys are undefeated and ranked number 1 in the state. The Irish boys only lost in the division, of course, to Liberty Christian. A chance to tie the Patriots with a win here, which would be an upset. The Irish are ranked number 7 in the state. And the Irish girls tied for second with the Patriot girls trying to break that tie, and they're up by 10 at the half. Then no games Wednesday or Thursday. Friday, Sunnyside Christian, whose girls and boys teams are very good. Their boys are actually ranked 11th in the state right now, and their girls are just a game behind the Patriots and the Irish, and all right in the mix. That girls will tip off at 6 o'clock Friday. Then Saturday, senior night, Touche comes to DeSales. Girls will tip off at 4, followed by the boys, and that will end the regular season. And as we get into this weekend's broadcast, we'll talk more specifically about the league tournament, which starts next week. We'll take one more quick break, come back with halftime stats and second half action. Lady Irish up 25-15 on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we had about a minute 20 left in the halftime break, and they do this quite often. Both teams are ready to go, so they put it at 8 minutes and have started the second half. So we'll get the stats as we go. Patriots start the second half with the ball at the far end of the court from my vantage point. They've got the Roden, the senior, in there, and she passes it inside, knocked away at the block and stolen away by the Irish. Holtzinger in the front court to Benavides up the right side. She lays it in. DeSales opens up their biggest lead of the game with a steal on defense and a fast break lay into Peyton Benavides. Peyton Benavides leads all scorers with 14 points. Roden loses the ball, saves it, but right to Teresa Holtzinger. I was trying to get a fast start. Holtzinger ahead to Mendoza. She misses the lay-in, but it's tipped back to Mendoza. Now to Benavides, and Holtzinger now will reset the offense. Drives to the elbow. Ball knocked away by Van Hollebeek. Picked up by Ortuno. Up top to Mendoza at the top of the key. Mendoza drives left elbow. Cut off, gets it to Holtzinger. Roden is right on her. Now they try to double-team her. Holtzinger spins away from it, takes a tough shot inside, won't go. Rebound, Mason. Mason gets a missed shot, gets it back, gets it to Mendoza. Mendoza misses. Holtzinger with the rebound. She finishes. DeSales attacking the basket. Timeout. Liberty Christian Irish score the first 4 points of the second half. They lead it by 14 points, 29-15. We'll keep it here and go over the halftime stats. Great start to the second half for DeSales. Two defensive takeaways, multiple offensive rebounds, and two field goals. Scoring for the Irish, Peyton Benavides with 14. Therese Holtzinger now with 7. 2 for Audrey Casso, 2 for Maddie Ortuno, 4 for Addison Mason. Foul trouble, Peyton Benavides and Addison Mason, each with 2 fouls. The Irish are 0-for-2 from the line, been to the free throw line just that one time. For the Patriots, 6 points for Inger Olsen, 4 for Camus Van Hollebeek, 2 for Hawk, 2 for Abe Quiros, and 1 for Kayana Westfall. Taylor Hawk, the talented 5'8 eighth grader, 22 points, and these teams met January 7th. Just 2 points right now. Van Hollebeek misses a long shot. Rebound, Mason inside. She's tied up by Quiros. Addison Mason and a lot of the Irish players really playing their best games of the year from an aggression standpoint. They are not backing down at all, and on the road, they are up by 14 points. The Patriots, 11 points in the first quarter. They've only scored 4 since then. Benavides tries to hit Mendoza backdoor, lost the handle. Patriots have it. Irish hustle back on defense. Pass inside to Quiero. She's tied up by Benavides. Another jump ball. Mendoza, Ortuno, Benavides, Mason, and Holtzinger, the starting five on the floor for the Irish. Same group that started the ball game, but the starting five in the second half, a bit different for the Hawks. It's Quiros, who didn't start the first half. Now and then Adelie Olsen, who did. She's got the ball. She drives in. Can't hit the shot. Benavides with a strong rebound. Now she loses the ball. She's on the deck with it. Shovels to Ortuno. She's double-teamed. Gets it to Holtzinger. They're in front court. 3-on-3. Teresa's going to push it now. She'll slow it down. Hawk on her out front. Irish with the ball up 29-15. Pass left wing tipped away by Hawk. in front of the Patriot bench or the Irish bench. And now the Irish will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. Nick Hazeltine will crouch down. There's very little room on the sidelines in this gymnasium. In the corner to Mason, down low to Benavides. She's double-teamed, gets it to Ortuno behind the defense. Can't hit the shot, partially blocked by Hawk. Hawk with the rebound. That 5'8 freshman, she's all over the place. And 5'8, she's probably closer to 5'9. And there's a pass inside to Inger Olsen, and she scores it. That was on the low block, just like Benavides scored a bunch in the first half. That's the Patriots' first bucket of the second half. Irish up 29-17. Mason loses the pass, runs it down the far right corner, dribbles back up to the right wing. Now to Mendoza on the left wing. Looking inside, nobody open, has it knocked away by Van Hollevig. She gets a back pass, and she throws it away into the Irish bench. So Van Hollevig, the senior, right up in the mush of Tessa Mendoza, the 5'6 freshman, and she just couldn't take care of the ball. But the Irish up 29-17, 5:16 to go in the third quarter. Benavides and Mendoza get a break. Casso and Donnelly check in. Irish in a 2-3 zone. Van Hollebeek brings it into front court. High post pass goes to Adley Olsen. Knocked away, back to Van Hollebeek. Adley Olsen gets it back on the drive, and she's fouled. The Patriots showing some fire. Adley Olsen, the 5'8 sophomore, got the ball at the high post, went right down the lane and got fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. That foul is on Addison Mason, so that's three on Addison. And Adley Olsen, who has not scored in the ballgame, will shoot two free throws. The Patriots are 1 of 4 from the free throw line. First free throw's off the mark. Benavides checks in for Mason. Benavides with two fouls. Mason now with the three fouls. Irish up by 12. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Second free throw's up, and it's good by Adley Olsen. Her first point of the ball game. Holsinger will survey the defense. The half court, the full court press has been taken off since early in the second quarter, and it's been locked down physical defense at both ends of the court for both teams. Now Mortuno has it. Up top it goes to Benavides, right corner to Casso, down low to Holsinger, spins inside, turns to left, turns to the right, takes a shot, won't go, rebound by Olsen. Tough matchup for Teresa, 5'4", Hawk at 5'8 on her. They get the Hawk in the left wing, she fires a three, it's off the mark, rebound inside by Inger Olsen, goes up strong, and she's fouled. So the Irish have had the advantage at the offensive boards for quite a while, but now the Patriots getting it, and that's a foul on, I think, Ortuno. Yes, it is. That's Maddie's first, and it was a shooting foul. So Inger Olsen, the 5'7 junior, their leading scorer, has 8 points, and she's at the free throw line. She misses the first one. The Patriots are now 2 of 7 from the line unofficially. Donnelly and Ortuno check out. Mason's back in with the three fouls, and Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader, checks in. Olsen's second free throw is also off the mark. Holtzinger with the rebound. Van Hollebeek and Hawk trying to force her to give up the ball. Double teaming her. She gets it into front court. Somebody's got to be open. Teresa dribbling against the double teams. Keeps dribbling. Can't find room to shoot. Timeout, Nick Hazeltine. As the Hawk defense has bracketed Teresa Holtzinger. 18 on the shot clock. Timeout. 4:19 to go, third quarter. Irish up by 11, 29-18. When we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back. The timeout just finishing up. I haven't talked about the crowd. It's a packed gymnasium, which it always is. In the old days, the bleachers would be packed, and there would be people standing against the matting all the way around the court. I mean, it was literally totally standing room only. They do have bleachers under the basket to my right. There's a stage area, and they probably got about 60 students or so there. Holtzinger throws it inside on the inbound, knocked away by the Patriots, stolen by the Patriots. The Patriot defense has been tough. The Irish defense so far has been tougher. Irish up 29-18, 4:05 to go third quarter. Get to Van Hollebeek on the baseline. No room to shoot. She dumps it for Olsen. Her shot up. It's blocked by Benavides. She's in front court. Hawk is back. Hawk strips her. Hawk is a player. Benavides thought she had the two-on-one. Hawk just went right at her and stole it right back. Hawk dribbling right to left. Irish trying to shadow her. Oh, they let her go baseline, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That helps the Irish because Hawk passed it to Ingersoll for a lay-in, but after the whistle. Breakdown by the Irish defensively there as they Hawk dribbled into the corner, went baseline, and the defender down there just left her. And fortunately, she passed it instead of shot it, and there was a foul called on Mason. That's not fortunate. That is Mason's fourth foul. Inbound play. Shot up by Kieros. Won't go. Rebound. Holtzinger. Irish up 11. Holtzinger finds Ortuno behind the defense. She loses the ball. Mendoza gets it back. Oh, the Irish now get it to Casso. Pass out front to Benavides. Stolen by Hawk. The Irish Hawk into front court. Goes up strong and lays it in. The game, it's a 9-point game. 3:20 to go. Third quarter. The Sails really struggling. Ortuno had an uncontested lay-in but dropped the pass. And then the scrum for the ball. Hawk ended up in open court. Teresa drives in. Shot blocked by Hawk. Taken away by Hawk. Hawk has taken over. Her defense has been great. She has just 4 points, but she can go off at any time. 3 minutes to go. The Patriots are down 11. They're down 9 with the ball now. Inger Olsen on the right elbow. She hits it. The Hawks have scored 5 in a row. It's a 7-point game. Irish up 29-22. Holtzinger throws it to the left wing. Kassel was not looking. It goes overhead and out of bounds. Little slight panic right now by the Irish. It's a 7-point game. 2:42 to go, third quarter. The Sails, a couple of uncontested turnovers. They need a stop here to stem the tide a little bit. Hawk has really taken over. She drives baseline, puts a little run up. She scores it. Oh, no, offensive foul. They wave it off. Hawk went up with the shot on the baseline, collided with Benavides. Offensive foul, her first, wave off the basket. And Patriot fans not liking that. And into the game comes Rachel Roden, the 5'2 senior. Teresa Holtzinger, she's in great shape. She works really hard. And here come Hawk and Roden to get after Teresa in the backcourt. They get some substitutions. Van Hollebeck checks out. Irish with the ball back up 7, but they've turned it over on the last couple of possessions. They get to Benavides. She'll bring it to front court, and Adley Olsen steals it from her. Now here comes Hawk the other way. She lays it in. It's a 5-point lead. The defense is hawkish, and it is Taylor Hawk. I said that Olsen stole it. It was Hawk who came over and stole it. 29-24, Irish lead down to 5. It was 11, and there's Hawk with another steal. She comes the other way. She's fouled hard by Casso, and will have to earn it at the free throw line. Taylor Hawk has stole the ball from the Irish on, I would say, 4 of the last 5 possessions, and including a block shot, and she's at the line. That was a good foul by Casso. 2:05 to go, third quarter. The Patriots on a 6-0 run, and Hawk, first free throw is off the mark. The Irish have been fortunate that the Patriots have not shot well from the line. They are just 1 of 5 from the line here in the third quarter. Casso and Ortuno check out. Donnelly and Ferraro check in. Mason is on the bench with those 4 fouls. The Irish 5'8 freshman. Second free throw is good by Hawk. It's a 4-point game, 29-25. The inbound against pressure to Holtzinger. Passes over her head and out of bounds. The Sails started the game and got the early lead by putting a lot of pressure on the Hawks and getting over the top against the press and making lay-ins. Now the Hawk pressure is back on, and the Irish are turning it over. 29-24 Irish, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Van Hollebeck goes baseline, and she's fouled by Ferraro. Gretchen's first. The shot foul was on the drive, not off the shot. Oh, but the Irish are over the limit. Doesn't matter. That rule changed a few years back, but I still forget about it sometimes. Five fouls onto Sales, so two free throws the rest of the quarter on each defensive foul. Van Hollebeek hits the first one. She's got five. Well, the Irish outscored the Patriots 11-4 in the second quarter. The Patriots are outscoring the Irish 11-4 so far in the third quarter. Hawks or Van Hollebeck's second free throw is good. It's a two-point game. Nine in a row by the Patriots. The Irish 11-point lead is down to two, and now they put that press back on. Roden and Hawk in front court against the Irish. They get it to Benavides. Benavides to Donnelly. Donnelly will dribble across the timeline, and she's fouled by Adelie Olsen. That's her second. So what Hawk does is she defends Holtzinger, and as soon as they deny the pass to Holtzinger, whoever gets the ball starts dribbling up the court, and Hawk comes up behind him and has been stealing it. But that time, Olsen fouled Donnelly. Just the second foul on the Patriots. Now Donnelly will run things from the top of the key. So Holtzinger playing off the ball. Now they get to Benavides. Open for three, right wing. She banks it in. Not the way of Planet, but she called the bank and she made the deposit. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Boy, the Irish needed that. They're back up by five, 32-27, stopping a 9-0 Patriot run. Hawk on the baseline collides with Benavides. Both players on the floor. No call. Now Kieros has got it, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Teresa Holtzinger. Wow, that was a lot of contact under the basket as Hawk made no secret about where she was headed. And the foul was on Holtzinger, her second. Stops the clock with 1:25 to go in the third quarter. And Kieros misses the first free throw. The Patriot free throw shooting, other than Van Hollebeck, has been off the mark. Sales just got to try to weather the storm. Kiero's second free throw is off the mark as well. Long rebound chased down by Holtzinger. Hawk is on her. Teresa maintaining the dribble. Now Roden on her. Now they get to Benavides. Ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza pass up top to Holtzinger. Roden is right on her. 20 on the shot clock. Teresa on the drive puts up a tough one in traffic. It's blocked. She hits the deck. No call. They have really been letting them play. Coach Hazeltine says, hey, what's going on with the contact? The official turns around and starts to say something to him. He says, call the game. And now we've got a loose ball on the floor. Roden and Ferraro and Holtzinger there. It's a jump ball, possession arrow two to Sales. 57.1 seconds to go. And I don't know if you can hear it on the crowd, Mike, but the official is got a short fuse. He's really getting after Coach Hazeltine, and John Lesko pulls Nick back and has him sit on the bench. Sometimes you just got to let that stuff go. It's hard, very hard. Holtzinger hit the shot. She's called for traveling. A lot of contact. The question is, what made her travel? She made a ball fake at the elbow, took a lot of contact, forced up a shot, and they called the travel. Five-point game. The Irish stopped a 9-0 run with a Benavides three-pointer, and that's where we sit right now. Irish up 32-27, 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. DeSales had an 11-point lead with about 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter, but it's been all Patriots since then. Pass tipped away by Mendoza, but goes right to Van Hollebeck. Back to Hawk, down low to Kieros. Kieros through a double team. She scores it. Kieros has 4 points. It's a three-point game, 26 seconds to go in the quarter. See if the Irish play for one here. The shot clock is off. Holtzinger with Hawk on her. In the right corner, it goes to Ortuno. Back to Holtzinger. She checks the clock, surveys the defense. Tries to drive to the elbow. She will get it to Mendoza. Lose the handle, get in the corner to Benavides. Be patient. Benavides goes baseline. She's fouled on the jump shot with 7 seconds to go. 7.7 to be exact. In the third quarter. So the Irish will have a chance to add to the lead up 32-29. Benavides, who has 17 points for the Irish, will shoot two free throws. Only the second trip to the line in the ball game for the Irish. First here of the second half. Peyton's first free throw is up and off the mark. And they're shooting right into the Liberty Christian's cheering section. They're very quiet and respectful. I'm not sure if they've got any signs or things up, but Peyton misses the first one. Second one is up and in and out, stays out. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots. So with 7.2 seconds to go, third quarter, the Sales will inbound under their own basket as I lean out the window so I can see Teresa on the baseline. Now it's a chance to inbound. They can build the Benavides. She puts it up and in. The Sales up by five now. 3 seconds to go. They inbound to Hawk. Inger Olsen will get in the front court. No shot. So DeSales struggled mightily in that third quarter, but they do score five of the last 7 points of the third quarter. Their 11-point lead was down to two. It's back up to five. 34-29 Irish with 8 minutes to go on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Patriots will start the fourth quarter with the ball. The Irish up 34-21. Mendoza, Casso, Holtzinger, Benavides, and Ortuno on the floor for the Irish. Hawk drives baseline, cut off by Benavides. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Holtzinger. Therese into front court, finds Casso on the right, or that's Mendoza on the right wing, and she's called for traveling. Coach Hazeltine says you got to be able to catch the ball and be ready to go up to shoot the ball. So the Irish turn it over to start the fourth quarter. Hawk, Van Hollebeck, Quiros, and the Adley and Inger Olsen on the floor for the Patriots. Inger Olsen, long jump shot, air ball, goes right to Mendoza. To Ortuno. To Holtzinger, pass behind the defense to Mendoza, kick out to Casso. Three on the way, won't go. Oh, it looked good, but it bounced off. Rebound, Quiros. Now Hawk with the ball. Hawk has 7 points. She only had two at the half. They get to Van Hollebeck. She leans into a three. It won't go. Rebound tip goes right to Olsen, who lays it in. That's Adley Olsen. Several players battling for the ball. The ball went right to Olsen, who wasn't part of the battle. And she gets the garbage layup. 34-31 Irish. 3-point lead for DeSales. A lot of time left here. 6:55 to go in the game. Olsen gets to Casso high between the circles. Looking inside, nobody open. Gets it to Mendoza out top. Back to Holtzinger. Hawk tries to steal it. Teresa keeps the dribble, splits the defense, and lays it in. Teresa, everything's been a huge battle, but she got Hawk on her hip. Split two more defenders. Irish up 36-31. Teresa's got 9 points. Down low goes to Carroll. She lays it in, and a foul on Maddie Ortuno. So Quiros has gotten to the block a couple of times. She's a sophomore. She scores it, and she's fouled. 6.5 minutes to go. The Irish up 36-33. Carroll can make it a two-point game with this free throw. The Patriots have gotten to the line 14 times. They've made six of them now. They're now 6 of 15, and they've cut the Irish lead that was 11 at one point down to two at 36-34. 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Benavidez in the right corner now to Mendoza. Up top, we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball as Quiros was holding Benavidez. Benavidez had the post-up position, which she's been getting all game long. That foul on Quiros is her first foul. Irish will inbound under the basket right below me. I'll watch Teresa inbound it. Finds Benavidez open inside. She scores it. Peyton Benavidez, 21 points. Nice touch pass by Teresa. Irish up 38-34. Van Hollebeck dribbles to the right elbow. Cut off, get it to Hawk. Hawk dribbling right to left. Finds Olsen inside. Shot blocked by Benavidez. Loose ball chased down by Casso. Outlet to Holtzinger. They've got a 3-on-2. She throws a pass up court to Ortuno. She'll catch it clean. Now she's double-teamed. Gets it to Holtzinger up top. goes by Hawk, pulls up for a 15-footer. It's partially blocked and out of bounds. Oh, they say it wasn't blocked. Well, it's rare that Teresa would miss a shot that badly. I would think she was either fouled or it was blocked. But Teresa said nothing, just went the other way, so we're not sure. Doesn't matter. 5:45 to go in the ballgame. 38-34 Irish with a four-point lead. Mendoza knocks the ball away from Hawk. Mendoza, freshman, Hawk, an eighth grader. Now Hawk swings down the left wing, and she's reached in and fouled by Casso. That's three on Audrey. The second foul on DeSales here in the fourth quarter. 5:37 to go in the game. Irish up 38-34. Hawk to inbound in front of the Patriot bench. All the Patriots down on the block on the left side. Up top, Ben Hollaback comes to the ball. Casso shadowing her. DeSales playing a triangle and two right now. We'll talk about that in a moment. They get to Caro. She has it knocked away by Artuno. Oh, and they call a jump ball. So what's going on right now, at least on that possession? Mendoza is one-on-one with Hawk. Casso is one-on-one with Van Hollebeek. And the other three players, a little zone, a triangle zone inside. Not saying they're doing that every possession, but on that, they definitely were. Casso on the left wing in front court. Now to Mendoza. Mendoza with Quiros right on her. Up top to Casso. Casso dribbles left to right. Gets it to Holtzinger. Hawk on her. 14 on the shot clock. Gets a screen. Goes by the screen. Three on the way off the backboard. Nothing else. Teresa is definitely off her game in this one. She's got 9 points, and the defensive focus has made it tough on her. She has not been able to get in a rhythm. Olsen drives, shot won't go, rebound Olsen, or excuse me, Artuno. Artuno's pass knocked away, she gets it back. Gets it to Casso. Got to find Teresa, she's got it open, she'll take the deep three, off the back iron, won't go. Rebound Ben Hollebeck, doggone, I wish that would have went. Of course I do. Tires up 38-34. Ben Hollebeck splits the defense and she's fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. Tires have been outscored 5-4 here in the fourth quarter. Remember, Addison Mason, with the four fouls, has had to sit most of this half. She's looks like she's getting ready to check in now, though, as that foul was on Casso, and that's her fourth. Van Hollebeck, who's been their best free throw shooter, she is 2 for 2. The rest of the team is 3 of 13. She misses the first one. Irish up 38-34. Artuno checks out as Mason checks back in. So Van Hollebeck, the senior, one of three seniors on their roster, hits the second one. She's got 7 points. No Patriot players in double. Well, actually, Inger Olsen has 10. Casso gets it into front court, throws it into back court. Teresa will run it down, but that's over and back. That's a second over and back violation for the Irish for about the last 2 minutes. Almost the last, well, about 2 minutes out of the last 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the third quarter, the Irish were just a turnover machine against pressure. Fortunately, a Benavidez three and a bucket. They went on a 5-0 run to end the quarter to keep the lead. There's a three-pointer by Westfall. It's an air ball. Rebound put back by Hawk. No good. Benavidez with the rebound. She's stripped. She's fouled. The sales has done, for the most part, a good job on the offensive boards. They gave up an offensive board there, but not a basket. And that foul was on Inger Olsen, her second. So the sales has 2 players with 4 fouls. The Patriots have Ben Hollebeck and Adley Olsen with 3. Now that full court press is back on. Holtzinger will throw it full court to Benavidez. Down against Olsen, puts a shot up strong, and she's fouled. Teresa's like a quarterback, but she's got no pressure, but she does have only 5 seconds to throw it. And she thought about it. She hitched, and then she hucked it up, dropped it in the bucket, full court, right to Benavidez, who got fouled going up for the shot. So Benavidez will shoot 2, and that's the 3rd foul on Inger Olsen. Her first free throw is off the mark. Peyton's done a lot of good things, but she's 0-for-5 from the free throw line. She leads all scorers with 21 points. One possession game, 38-35 Irish, 4:15 to go. Second free throw's up and also in and out. Rebounded by Van Hollebeck. Van Hollebeck into front court. Goes by Casso, ball knocked away. She gets it back on the right wing. No room to shoot. Casso right on her. Up top to Hawk. Hawk drives baseline. Kicks it over to Westfall. Westfall shot blocked out of there by Benavidez. Karos runs it down near half court. Now Van Hollebeck with it. Back to Karos. Stolen away by Holtzinger. Holtzinger's got three players chasing her. She goes up strong. She misses the shot. And she ties up Karos. No, she's called for foul. Boy, Teresa. That was in traffic. She had three white shirts right on her that couldn't hit the land. That would have been a big one. But Teresa ends up picking up her third foul, trying to get the ball back. Now, that's part of a defensive plan. You put so much pressure on a player that they get out of their rim of them, and Teresa's definitely out of it tonight. But Peyton Benavidez has been a good answer. She's got 20. There's a pass tipped inside. Mason ends up with the loose ball. Ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza loses it between her legs. Van Hollebeck's got it. Unforced turnover there. Van Hollebeck and Casso collide, and that's going to be a foul on Casso, and I think that's her fifth, and it's also the fifth foul on the Lady Irish. So for the last 3:28 of the ball game, the Patriots will shoot free throws. Yes, that is, I think that's five fouls. They said it was on Ortuno. Huh. Ortuno's not even in the game. Yeah, there we go. Now they get it switched. Ortuno's going to come into the game because Casso has fouled out with five fouls with 3:28 to go. Audrey fouls out with 2 points. And Van Hollebeck, their best free throw shooter, is at the line to shoot two. Irish up 38-35. There's a lot of positives about what's going on, whether you're a Patriot fan or an Irish fan. Very competitive, entertaining ball game. And these teams will be represent the league well in the league tournament next week. And Hollebeck's first free throw is off the mark, and the second one is good. She hits one of two. It's a two-point game. The Irish lead that was 11 early in the third quarter is down to two. It's been down to two a couple times. They got it back up to five. Now it's back down to two. Holtzinger on the drive, splits the defense, stripped from behind. Oh, Holtzinger hit the deck hard. That's got to be a Nick Hazeltine just smiling right now. They raked Teresa right across the arms and knocked her down, and no call. 3:10 to go in the ballgame. Now, I have the advantage of watching Teresa in every game she's played, basically, well, almost all of them, and she is so tough with the ball, she wasn't going to give it up like that unless there's something happened. The other way, they get it to Westfall, misses a shot, offensive rebound, Adley Oslin, and that ties it at 38 with 2:58 to go. Out of bounds. The Irish girls, another unforced turnover. Donnelly looked like she could have caught that, but I think she thought it was going to Mendoza and didn't go after the ball. Now Westfall drives baseline. She collides with Benavidez, and that's a foul on Benavidez. And that will be three on Benavidez. Peyton leads all scorers with 21 points. And now the Patriots, with 1:16 to go and a 4-point lead, have a chance to get it up to six here with Kiana Westfall, senior on senior night, at the line to shoot two. Her first one is up and off the mark. Been a very entertaining ball game. The gym is packed. The boys game will feature the number one team in the state, Liberty Christian, against the Sales, ranked number seven. And there's a second free throw missed by Westfall. Mason gets the rebound, and she's fouled by Westfall as Mason tried to take it up court. That foul is Westfall's second, fourth on the Patriots. So all defensive fouls in the last 1:14 of regulation will be free throws for the offensive team. Patriots show press. They pressed early and it didn't work. They're pressing late and it's really working. They lob it over the top to Benavidez. She can't the shot. She's fouled by Van Hollebeek. Teresa has done a great job with those over-the-top passes to Benavidez. Now we need to hit the free throws, which we haven't been doing. The foul on Van Hollebeek is her fourth. The 5'7 senior, it's fourth foul. The Sales, as a team, are 0-for-6 at the line. All by Benavidez. She's the only DeSales player to go to the free throw line. Amazingly, Teresa Holtzinger has not been there. And Benavidez misses the first one. As good as she's been from the field, the charity stripe has not been kind to the 5'8 junior. She's now missed 7 in a row. Second free throw's up and got it. They needed that. It's a one possession game, a 3-point game. Irish down 42-39. 108 to go in the ball game. Hawk at the top of the key. Loses the handle. Ball stolen away by Donnelly. Hawk's chasing her from behind. Donnelly puts on the brakes. Gets it to Holzinger. Knocked away by Westfall. Ball is loose there for a second. The Patriots have it. Ben Hollebeck to Hawk. Hawk in the lane. She collides with two players. There should be a tripping foul here. And two shots for Hawk. That was quite a collision. It was an inadvertent trip. As I think it's going to be on Mendoza. Yes, it is. That's Mendoza's first foul. And 51.4 seconds left. Taylor Hawk, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 5'8" eighth grader has 7 points. Her first one is up and good. That makes it a two possession game. Lead is 43-39. The Hawks had never led until they took the lead with at 40-38 about a minute and a half ago. Hawk hits them both. This is similar but different than the game at DeSales. The Irish had the lead most of the game in that one as well. 46 seconds left. The Irish got to find a way to get a shot up quick. Holzinger gets to the high post to Benavidez. Benavidez drives baseline, puts it up strong. Shot won't go, gets her own rebound and puts it in. Irish down 3, 32 seconds left. Coach Hazeltine wants a foul. Timeout. Liberty Christian, 29.8 seconds left. One possession game. Hey, I got an idea. I shouldn't even say this. Hey, let's add 3 points to the girls' our girls' score, even up what happened to us at DeSales and tie the game up on a technicality that wasn't true. But I shouldn't lower to that statement. We're going to keep it here. 29.8 seconds to go in the ball game. Irish down 44-41. The Patriots will have the ball. 27 on the shot clock, 29.8 on the game clock. The Irish are over the limit. The possession arrow, I can't tell. I can see the glow of it. Oh, they have it. They have it up on the board. So according to the board, the possession arrow is in favor of the Lady Irish. Coach Hazeltine does not have any clipboard out. He's got his 5 girls who are in the game sitting down and talking things over. Ortuno, Benavidez, Mendoza, Donnelly, and Holzinger will break the huddle. This is great for both programs. This sets the tone for the postseason, which starts next week. Irish will show man-to-man, player-to-player pressure in backcourt. Inbounding the ball is Van Hollebeek, the senior. They look to get it to Hawk deep. Benavidez is right there. Ball's knocked away. It goes to Olsen. Now Olsen throws it underneath to a wide-open Westfall, and she hits it. Nice play by the Patriots, and they score it to go up by 5. The Irish got to get a quick one up. They don't need a 3. They just need a quick one. Holzinger drives all the way in, and Travis, she scores. She's fouled. Teresa did the right thing. She didn't try to shoot the 3. We're down 5. She went right through the defense, drew the contact, put it up and in. She's got 11 and a chance to make it. It is a one-possession game at 3 points. The foul was on Westfall. Teresa will shoot the free throw to make it a 2-point game. Irish down 46-43, 13.9 seconds left. Got to make the free throw. Either way, you got to foul them right away. She hits the free throw. Timeout to Sales. 46-44. With 13.9 seconds to go. Irish down by 2. We'll keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. So Coach Hazeltine talking it over with his girls. You got to defend the inbound. Try to get the steal. If you don't get the steal, I'm guessing they need to foul. And Hawk just hit 2 of 2. Van Hollebeek has been solid at the line. The rest of the players have really struggled at the line. So the Irish break the huddle. Roden and the Inger Olsen and Adley Olsen, Hawk and Westfall for the Patriots. Irish, all their players right at this is happening right below my vantage point. I lean out the window. Coach Hazeltine, position his girls. Let's see if they try to throw it deep. They get it inbounds to Hawk. Hawk goes by Mendoza. They didn't foul her. Hawk's going to lean it out. Now Teresa will foul her with 8 seconds to go. 8.4 seconds to go. So 5.5 seconds went off the clock. That's Teresa's fourth foul. So Hawk can basically ice it if she hits both these free throws. 2-point lead. The eighth grader has 9 points. She's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She missed her first attempt of the game and has made 3 in a row since. First one is good. This one would make it extremely difficult for the Lady Irish. The Patriots have pulled their players off the free throw line. The free throw line has been a big difference in this ball game. We'll look at those stats after the ball game. Hawk hits them both. It's a 4-point lead with 8.4 seconds left. They get it into Holtzinger. Holtzinger dribbles up the sideline. She's shadowed by Hawk. They swing it to Benavides. 3 on the way with 2 seconds left. Off the mark, won't go. That's the ball game. A second half comeback for the Lady Patriots, and they will have second place on their own in the Southeast 1B Great Division. The Sales girls lose a tough one, 48-44. We'll be back with the totals on 94.1 FM. KHSS 2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Very good girls basketball game. Not the best effort by the Lady Irish from a turnover standpoint, but they executed the game plan very well. They had the Patriots on the ropes, up 25-14 at the half after outscoring them 11-4 in the second quarter. They upped that lead to 11 for the first few minutes of the third quarter. Then the Patriots forced multiple turnovers on the Irish in about a 4 or 5 a possession stretch. Peyton Benavidez beat his 3, and a 2 by Teresa got the Irish to stop a 9-0 run, and the Irish led by 5 heading into the fourth quarter. Even though they were outscored 14-9 in the third quarter, the Patriots helped their, they just pushed it out there in the fourth quarter. They got a lot of help, as I was trying to spit the words out, at the free throw line. We'll look at those stats in just a second. The Patriots outscored the Irish 19-10 the first fourth quarter. So DeSales won the first half 25-15. They lost the second half 33-19. The Irish won the first half by 10. The Patriots won the second half by 14. So there's your difference in the ball game. Irish girls drop to 6-4 in the division and will play Sunnyside Christian, another tough opponent. And that game now, it looks like, will be for third and fourth seed into the league tournament. The Patriot girls go to 7-3 in the division, 11-5 overall. They finish the season this weekend with games against Prescott and Walla Walla. We'll actually play Walla Walla Valley Academy tomorrow. Walla Walla Valley and Prescott, the bottom two teams in the league. So the Patriot girls in second place solidly. Sunnyside Christian's a team that I'm not sure what their exact record is. But anyway, the Irish girls' best hope now for the tournament is either third or fourth, but a very game effort. Let's look at the individual totals for both teams in this ballgame. For the Patriots, in their winning score of 48 points, Chanda Jablonski, head coach, gets, let's see, 7 players in the ballgame. 6 of them score points. 2 for Kiana Westfall. 5 for Adelie Olson. 7 for Ava Quiros. 8 for Camus Van Hollebeck. And then 2 players in double figures. Taylor Hawk, 11 points. The 5'8 eighth grader had only 2 at the half. But her defense in that second half, she had multiple steals and a block shot as well. And then she hit 5 of 6 free throws as she scores 9 of her 11 points in the second half, including 4 of 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And the leading scorer for the Patriots, Inger Olson, the 5'4 junior, hit the ball in the low, hit shots in the low post, and also a couple of nice jumpers from the mid-range of about 15 feet. She scored in every quarter. She was her most consistent offensive player. She had 14 points to lead the Patriots. The Patriots went to the free throw line 26 times. Now, at the end, there was 1 or 2 fouls where the Irish were trying to foul to get the ball back for the most part, but those free throw opportunities were just, they got the calls in when they could get to the line. The Irish didn't seem to be able to do that. The Sales, we'll get to their free throw shooting in a moment, but 12 of 26, the Patriots, for the game from the line, they were a good 7 of 12 in the fourth quarter. The Patriots were called for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 fouls in the ballgame. 6 in the first half, 9 in the second half. The Sales, total of 44 points, just a bit short. They lost 48-47 at the Sales. They lose this one 48-44. Very similar scores. For the Sales, Coach Hazleton got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. 5 of them scored points. 2 points for Audrey Casa, who fouled out with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 2 for Madison Ortuno. 4 for Addison Mason. Mason had a nice start. She had 4 points in the first quarter, but got in significant foul trouble. And she didn't end up fouling out, but her 4 fouls really limited her playing time. And then 2 DeSales players in double figures. Teresa Holtzinger, 12 points, a tough 12 points. She did not score in the first quarter. She had 1, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. They had 2 and 3 players running at her most of the game, as Hawk was really the only defender that was allowed to try to guard her one-on-one. So Teresa played the whole game, took a lot of pressure defensively, and that did affect her offensive output. But she drove to the lane with 18.9 seconds to go, hit a bucket, got fouled to get the Irish within 46-44. But the Patriots made the free throws at the end of the ball game to win it 48-44. And Peyton Benavides opened underneath a lot in the first half, opened over the top of the press break. Teresa hit her with some beautiful passes. Peyton finished most of them. She also had a big Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 in the third quarter to stop a 9-0 run by the Patriots. She ends up with 24 points, but what's going to bother the 5'8 junior is she was just 1 of 8 from the free throw line. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow. The good news is the Irish girls have 2 more regular season games and will definitely have at least 2 games in the postseason in the league tournament. But Peyton Benavides leads all scorers with 24 points. The Irish go 2 of 9 from the free throw line. So the Patriots shot 26 free throws. The Irish shot 9 free throws. But the Irish had their chances. for sure. The sales was whistled for 5, 8, 13, 15, 16, 18, 20 fouls. A couple of those at the end were intentional, basically, trying to stop the clock. So 15 fouls on the Patriots, 20 on the Irish. But the big disparity there at the free throw line, the Patriots outscored the Sales by 10 points at the free throw line and win the ball game by 4. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the girls' contest. Player of the game, Therese Holtzinger played really hard and was defended really hard. A lot of girls played hard, but Peyton Benavidez, you got to go with her. She was getting open, getting good passes, but she was finishing almost everything inside. That was free throws. That was a bugaboo. But 24 points for Peyton Benavidez. She's our Dairy Queen player of the game in a losing effort. Irish girls will play Friday against another really good team, Sunnyside Christian's girls, on Friday, tipping off at 6 p.m. And now we'll be playing for the third or fourth seed, most likely, as the Patriots now finish with Prescott and Walla Walla Valley Academy. That's going to wrap up the girls' broadcast. Great matchup here in the boys' side of things when we come back. Number one in the state, undefeated Liberty Christian versus DeSales, who won the league championship the last few years. The Patriots trying to unseat them and possibly finish the season undefeated, as they will, boys will play Wab and Prescott as well. So the Patriots' quest for an undefeated regular season, the only team really in their way are the Irish boys. We'll be back talking to Sales Boys Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.